curtain came down on the annual National People's Congress session in Beijing, with pronouncements made on some of the key outcomes of the gathering. Speaking on the economy, Premier Li Keqiang said the country needs strong measures to counteract the downward pressure on growth. A growth target range of between 6 and 6.5% has been set for 2019, after the economy grew by 6.6% last year. Li Keqiang pointed out that the downward adjustment of the world's largest second economy was made against the backdrop of a slowing global economy.
We encountered an economic slowdown over the past few years, and the measures we have taken are to boost the vitality of the market. Because when we have more vitality in the market, there will be stronger dynamism for development.
He also stressed the government's focus on preventing large-scale job losses, projecting the economy to create between 11 and 13 million jobs this year. He said the tax and fee cuts measures under the fiscal policy, as well as cutting the real interest rates, are all measures designed to ensure employment in the country.
Therefore, this year, for the first time, we listed the Job First policy as a macro policy, together with our fiscal policy and monetary policy.
In response to accusations that China uses its tech companies to spy on other countries, Li Keqiang made it clear that Beijing would never engage in such activities.
It is not in compliance with Chinese laws, and it is not how China behaves. We don't do that, and we will not do it in the future.
On the ongoing China-US trade talks, Li Keqiang expressed hope that positive outcomes that are of benefit to both sides and the world will emerge from the ongoing consultations.
China and the United States, as two large economies, have become closely entwined through years of a growing relationship and years of cooperation. It is neither realistic nor possible to decouple these two economies. I believe that we need to continue to follow the principles of cooperation before confrontation, mutual respect, equality, and mutual benefit to continue to grow the China-US relationship, including their economic and trade ties.
For CRI, I'm Zanele Buthelezi.